Welcome to Ask the CIO, brought to you by Learning Tree International. And now, here's your host, Jason Miller.
My special guest today is Iftikhar Jamil, the NOAA Assistant CIO for Weather. Iftikhar, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
You're quite welcome.
So it's been about 4 years since I had the National Weather Service's, what they used to call it, the CIO on the show. You are in charge of the National Weather Service's technology. You guys, I know, have changed the titles, but basically you are what you used to be, the CIO of the National Weather Service. So I'd like to get some updates from some older priorities. It wasn't you who were the CIO at the time, so do your best to tell me what's been going on, because it's been since 2009 since we last talked to someone in your position. At the time, cloud computing was big. It was now even bigger. Give me a sense. You guys at the time were looking at changing your whole approach to the desktop through cloud. Where are you with that?
Cloud computing is still a priority for us. As you know, that we are moving towards cloud services. Depending on the maturity of service, the cost of service, we are moving forward with, depending on the business case, how it reflects, how it meets our priorities and requirements. So we are moving in that direction. As you may be aware, just over the last couple of years, we have moved on to the unified messaging service to the cloud, basically for email, calendar, and collaborative services. So we have made quite a bit of service adoption and added new capabilities to our portfolio.
So I know that being part of the NOAA grouping in commerce, NOAA was one of the first ones to move to Google for government. So I imagine it's that unified capabilities that you're talking about.
That is exactly correct. Because if you think back when NOAA moved to Google, just within Weather Service, we were running about 8 separate email systems within Weather Service. So all of that is gone, infrastructure is gone, and we are leveraging the cloud to make that happen.
You think back now a little bit and think, 8 different email, what were we thinking? What kind of savings, what kind of benefits are you seeing over the last, I guess it's been about 18 months since you guys made the full transition to Google for government?
It's come in about a little over 2 years, actually. The savings have been actually repurposed. All the savings that we gain, we start focusing the people towards executing a mission, the main purpose of a Weather Service versus running IT systems and email systems and things along those lines. So savings have been pretty good.
When we talk about cloud and the desktop, what comes next? What other areas are you looking down? Because I know, again, 2009, cloud was just that newest, and I'll use quotes if people could see it on the air, technology. Where are you looking at next for cloud?
Where we're looking at adopting services from the cloud. Basically, what we want to do in Weather Service, we want to be a consumer of IT. We don't want to build and manage and run commodity IT type services. If there are people who have these as their core competencies, we want to use that, leverage that, and get our resources to focus on the core mission of Weather Service.
So a lot of things you hear about, for instance, at the Homeland Security Department, as an example, the as a service, they have 9 or 10 or maybe even 11 now as a service, test and development as a service, workplace as a service. Are you heading down maybe something similar to that, where you're going to try to look at different pieces to push out to the cloud?
We are looking at cloud as a service, basically from infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and application as a service, software as a service kinds of concepts. So we are moving in that direction. Now, the challenge we have is our requirements are at a point where we have a life and property mission. Because of our requirements are so tight, we need to make sure that certain things we manage in terms of our private cloud versus public cloud. There are security concerns we have with certain things that we need to make sure that we don't compromise those things. We got to find the right balance to look at which belongs in what services belong in what cloud, private, public, or hybrid type applications. So we are migrating in that direction.
All right, I'm going to try to make your job easy. A lot of vendors listen to my show. They're going to ask, well, what about an RFP or an RFI? Do you want to set anyone straight and give them some timing or something to look for in the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 months around cloud and potential any kind of procurement actions?
Currently, we are leading the way for NOAA to set up the dissemination services capability for NOAA as a whole, to build an enterprise capability for dissemination. Our intention is to basically set it up, get it up and running, and provide that, offer that as a service for the NOAA enterprise. So that's where we are today. We are building that at the beginning stages of it. And there will be some small actions coming out over the next few months and a year or so that people need to keep an eye out for.
All right, very good. I'm just trying to make your job easy. That's what I'm here for, right? So you probably give us a little bit of a heads up on some of your priorities, so we'll probably tag back around on that in a little bit. Another priority from the 2009 interview was around high-performance computing. Obviously, it's a major issue for National Weather Service, considering how much data you guys process. What's the latest of that? How are you guys improving the use of these assets?
So high-performance computing, this is a timely question. In July, we migrated our high-performance computing to a whole new capability, actually relating back to the cloud. In the past, we used to run our own hardwares and things like that. Now we are procuring services. We have doubled our capacity, more than doubled our capacity, from 90 terabytes to about 213 terabytes a second kinds of capability. So this is basically a potential game changer, what we are looking at, and able to provide better services. We want to be able to do complex computations at a much faster rate now. And this is the capability that will provide more accuracy, higher fidelity, and a faster processing, so the people will see the results faster.
So that's an incredible increase in terms of capability, in terms of power. Were you able to find that in the private sector, or did someone have to build it maybe especially for you, NOAA, National Weather Service, as a service?
So this was built as a private cloud, if you want to look at it. So company basically, we put out our bid, companies competed, they came back with proposals, and we believe the government got a pretty good deal on that.
All right. And obviously there's a lot of push for high performance computing, a lot of interest from other agencies. Is this open for anyone in commerce, or is this just specifically right now for NOAA, National Weather Service?
Currently, I believe it is structured for mostly Weather Service and Weather Enterprise. So we are looking to develop partnerships within the Weather Enterprise, private and public sector partnerships. So we are evolving those capabilities now, and we have some activities under consideration at the moment.
All right, very good. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about a third priority. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Iftikhar Jamil, the NOAA Assistant CIO for Weather.
Get empowered with the IT skills you need to improve performance and help your agency achieve its goals. LearningTree International is the number one provider of IT classroom training to the federal government. LearningTree is on both GSA IT70 and MOBIS 874 schedules, which means all levels of the government and qualified contractors get the best tuition savings possible. Save even more with LearningTree's 50% off select IT and management courses each week. Simply visit their website today at learningtree.com/CIO. And even better news for the Beltways, save on travel costs and commuting time by attending live hands-on instructor-led courses at one of 10 LearningTree centers conveniently located around the Washington area in Columbia Fulton, Manassas, Stafford Quantico, DC Metro Center, and more. Helping you achieve your agency's mission is LearningTree's number one priority. Act now to get 50% tuition savings. Go to learningtree.com/CIO. That's learningtree.com/CIO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Iftikhar Jamil, the NOAA Assistant CIO for Weather. Now, Iftikhar, before break, we were talking about a new contract you guys just got up and running in July timeframe. Can you just give us a little more details? How much is it worth? Who's the contractor?
Yes, the contract was awarded last year. The contractor is IBM. It's about approximately a $19 million per year contract. And what we have built into the contract, every 2.5 years, there's a capability upgrade that's built into the contract at this rate.
And I'm sure you'll need that capability because big data is something that's not going to stop. Data continues to come, so you'll need more computing power in many ways. Something else that's going to take a lot of your computing power is the FAA's next generation system. You guys are, National Weather Service is responsible for sending weather data to cockpits under this program. In 2009, this was just really at the early conceptual stage. Is there any update around that next gen and the National Weather Service's role?
Yes, as you know, we have a strong partnership with FAA on a daily basis because of the weather and all the weather conditions involved across the country. So in support of the NextGen program, we have a phase one project underway. Basically, we're discussing, I can't talk too much about it at the moment. The concept is we will make all the products available for NextGen, and we are setting up capabilities for them to be able to pull what they need and be able to consume the products for NextGen program.
Is there a timing on that you know yet? I know you said you're still in negotiation, so maybe things aren't settled, but do you have a timing in terms of when you'd maybe hope to begin or at least get started, even, you know, second quarter, third quarter?
So we're looking at some capabilities basically in FY14 next year.
Okay. Well, something to look out for. I want to just touch upon one last priority that was an older one from 2009. Back in that time, the National Weather Service's CIO was telling me it was part of their role was to run operations, specifically the telecommunications gateway, which at the time it was described as the post office for weather data. Can you talk a little bit about your role as CIO? How's it changed over the last 4 years? Are you still running the operations for the telecommunications gateway? Or, as you said, your role has seemed to insinuate your role maybe is changing a little bit to get out of that and more into the mission area because the cloud.
That is correct. So instead of running IT on a regular basis, what we have done in Weather Service is we have shifted the daily operations of IT to the people who runs operation. The CIO is more focused on setting a long-term strategy for IT direction to increase effectiveness and efficiencies to be able to enable the Weather Ready Nation vision that we have. We want to continue to move in that direction. Specifically, our focus is moving Weather Service to a shared services concept by leveraging common IT infrastructure. We have initiatives going on along the line of data center consolidation, virtualization, network consolidation. So lots of activities is taking place, and my basic role is to provide oversight over those activities and help guide that direction.
Now, is that a preference for you, or are you the type of guy that rather be at the strategy level versus the operations level where maybe you get your hands dirty and maybe you have to do some coding once in a while?
I'm more on the strategy level. It's setting the and direction and making that happen. It's leading the change, changing the culture. As you know, Weather Service is a huge enterprise across the country, and we have international partners we deal with. We have industry we work with on a daily basis. So it is a constant moving activity. Another piece that the CIO's role has evolved into is what I would like to call mission assurance. In other words, you're talking about IT security. The whole mission enabler is IT. My job as the CIO, assistant CIO for weather, is to make sure that mission is continually met and we continue to move forward in that.
You talk about your roles looking at strategy, making change, dealing with the culture change, ensuring mission assurance. And I want to actually go back to mission assurance, but before I do that, the NOAA CIO, Joe Klimovich, someone who we've had on the show several times, he obviously, you have to work closely with him because of the relationship between NOAA and the National Weather Service. How do you guys work together to ensure that both obviously are going in the same direction, but also that there is the change that's happening at all levels?
So the way NOAA is working is the new services model that we have set up. NOAA CIO is looking for other CIOs across NOAA to lead these initiatives. Our job is to support that effort. We are in line with the NOAA vision. We are in line with to making sure that the Weather Service's requirements get incorporated into it. So we are leading some efforts.
You also talked about mission assurance, and let's be clear, this is different than information assurance. This is different than what maybe has morphed into cybersecurity. When you talk about mission assurance, you're actually talking about ensuring the mission can be done and done effectively and efficiently. Do I get that right?
That is correct. If you look at IT security, another way of looking at it is basically the best practices a person, an organization uses to run and manage its IT systems. When you are doing an annual assessment against the controls for IT security, you are looking at best practices for implementing those controls. And when you find deficiencies, you identify those deficiencies and you address those in the what they call the POAM process. So we are actively putting in rigor to manage and monitor the progress we are making towards these deficiencies that need to be addressed. And we are tracking and we have instituted a very extensive metrics process that we track these kinds of progress for measuring our capabilities.
So is this just cyber then, or is this more broadly mission? Do you have metrics measuring your ability to assure the mission? Or is when you talk about this, is this cyber, is mission assurance in this sense?
It is more from IT as an enabler supporting the mission, because if the IT did not work, you will not be able to execute your mission. Now, the piece I am not working on is the specific mission metric, like the how fast was the tornado warning, what was the lead time, and those kinds of things. I'm more focused on enabling IT as how it was able to support what needed to be done.
Because I think that a lot of times people hear assurance, they automatically go to cyber, but you have kind of two levels there. We talked a lot about your old priorities, or at least the National Weather Service's old priorities. Let's jump into your new priorities. You gave us a little bit maybe of a heads up of around cloud. You mentioned virtualization. You mentioned data center consolidation, a lot of shared services initiatives throughout NOAA. Give me a sense, what from the National Weather Service perspective do you hope to get done over the next 6 or 9 months?
The next 6 or 9 months, we have 3 key focus areas. One, as I was mentioning, we are leading the effort for NOAA to establish an enterprise-wide dissemination service capability. Now, initial focus on this service capability is going to be on Weather Service and its products. The second piece is ensuring the transition to a common IT infrastructure to gain efficiencies and effectiveness. Basically, this is where all your initiatives like data center consolidation, virtualization, and all those kinds of things come in. The third piece is continually improving our security posture in today's IT security threat environment. This is where we were talking about the mission assurance and those kinds of things, where IT is as an enabler, and we are trying to link the IT security with our ability to make sure that we can execute our mission.
So let's go over each of those a little bit more detail. Dissemination, the capability through the cloud. How do you guys disseminate your information now? Do you have a future vision of what it may look like?
So what we have today is we want to make sure that the watches warnings get out in any way, shape, or form in the way because the customer needs to be able to take appropriate actions. Minutes and seconds matter in case of tornado warnings. Time, very time sensitive, they need to get out. So we make sure that those kinds of things get. There are ways to deliver those kinds of warnings. You have a radio broadcast, weather radio that you might be familiar with. You have cell phones that have a capability, the emergency notification systems that go on cell phone if you happen to be in the area working through FEMA with collaborative services where you can get those kind of warnings. You have tsunami warnings. You know, there are emergency managers. You need to be able to work with the entire set of community with all different mechanism of disseminating information. In case where you also want to be able to provide information in terms of disseminating from able to push these products out to the customers, you want to make sure that the customer is able to pull these products. You want to make sure that customer also is able to interact and mesh the products the way they know so they can consume it better. So those are the types of things we are looking at, where technology and delivery mechanism may vary, where it might be web-based, cell phone, radio, pagers, any of those technologies. So we are trying to look at the thing as a holistic approach and see where it matters into how we get the product out in the best way the customer can receive it and take appropriate action in a timely manner to protect life and property.
Currently, the National Weather Service, I think, is well known for getting information out. I mean, you always hear, hey, all that, the Weather Channel and things like that, all that information comes from the National Weather Service. Do you have a sense yet, and I know it's maybe still early, how much of a difference this will make? Will this mean seconds, minutes, or is it just less about the timing but more about the quality and the ease of use?
It's about the timing, the quality, ease of use, and did the customer understand what they heard? It's one thing for a customer to hear a siren, and it's another thing for a customer to know that it's a tornado siren and you need to take cover, not run out and see what was happening. So there are some social aspects of it that we need to work on. There are lots of activities in these areas, as some we have just initiated. Social media, we're still trying to figure out how we can leverage social media to improve getting the message out, because the ultimate goal is to protect life and property, and that's where we are heading.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can touch upon maybe some of your other priorities that you mentioned. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Iftikhar Jamil, the NOAA Assistant CIO for Weather.
Get empowered with the IT skills you need to improve performance and help your agency achieve its goals. LearningTree International is the number one provider of IT classroom training to the federal government. LearningTree is on both GSA IT-70 and MOBIS 874 schedules, which means all levels of the government and qualified contractors get the best tuition savings possible. Save even more with LearningTree's 50% off select IT and management courses each week. Simply visit their website today at learningtree.com/CIO. And even better news for the Beltways, save on travel costs and commuting time by attending live hands-on instructor-led courses at one of 10 LearningTree centers conveniently located around the Washington area in Columbia Fulton, Manassas, Stafford Quantico, DC Metro Center, and more. Helping you achieve your agency's mission is LearningTree's number one priority. Act now to get 50% tuition savings. Go to learningtree.com/CIO. That's learningtree.com/CIO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Iftikhar Jamil, the NOAA Assistant CIO for Weather. So Iftikhar, before break, you laid out your three top priorities, dissemination in the cloud or making dissemination better for NOAA and the National Weather Service, cybersecurity, of course, always every CIO's top priority, and the common IT infrastructure. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, but one of the things I just want you to see if you could address, please, is the idea of shared services, the idea of strategic sourcing. So how are you guys at the National Weather Service taking part in those two pieces, the shared services and the strategic sourcing?
I see this as an opportunity for Weather Service. In Weather Service, we are more about wanting to consume commodity ITs. We want to make sure that we can leverage infrastructure and buy the services and focus on our mission. So this provides us an opportunity to focus on our mission, use our resources instead of building IT, running IT. You know, we want to leverage those commodity capabilities. So one of the things we need to keep in mind is as the services mature and the business case dictates, we want to be able to find the right balance between the requirements, the priorities, and add those capabilities to our portfolio. So as we are moving in these areas, we have been leveraging commodity buys for hardware and software through commerce to make this a reality for us, and we're continually adding new capabilities to our portfolio.
How big of a change is this for the National Weather Service to buy and manage IT this way? I mean, is this a significant change, or has this been a path that, you know, a lot of people within commerce have been going down, and you guys are just, you know, also heading down that similar path?
In the past, where we were spending a lot of resources individually across Weather Service, everybody buying their own IT, we have consolidated acquisitions. We have consolidated lots of contracts. We have gained quite a few efficiencies that we have repurposed towards the mission. It has been a positive. It is a cultural change for people. They like to know when they can order it, buy it, deliver it at home. As a transitioning to these capabilities, when you do a group buy and you in a Weather Services environment where you have one buy but 100 delivery points across the country, you know, those possesses some challenges for us. So we're working through some of those activities right now. But overall, I think it's been a positive impact.
And for you as the CIO, does it change what you do and how you look at things? For instance, do you know that, okay, we're going to do a PC refresh at this point, or my network switches need some upgrade if it's not a service already that's provided by a telecom, for instance, you know you'll need to upgrade them when the Commerce Department does their network switches by, and I know I'm simplifying it. Does it change you as the CIO, your role?
It does not change as our role. What it does do for us, it allows us to do more coordination that wasn't being done before. So now all procurements need to be centrally coordinated, and my office is playing a greater role in coordinating the procurements and things along those lines to make sure we can do big buys together and get the discount associated with the larger buys and things like that to leverage.
When you talk about coordination, are you talking about within the National Weather Service? Are you talking about within NOAA? Or are you talking about all the way up to the commerce level where there's an investment review board or some similar committee that is doing those coordinated buys?
So the coordinated buys, I would say it's more between Weather Service and NOAA.
Okay, because I think it's helpful to understand kind of how it stacks up. You mentioned the word challenges. You mentioned the word culture. The two seem very synonymous. Give me a sense when you look across all these priorities, all these things that's going on across the National Weather Service, what are your biggest challenges?
Some of the biggest challenges, as you mentioned, the culture aspects of it. Weather Service has been a very system-centric environment. We build our own systems, you know, from the early 90s, the mindset was there to we need to build our own IT, run our own IT. We can't trust anybody. Getting people toward moving toward shared services concept, now they need to be able to trust somebody that will provide them the service or the capability and to be able to use that. This is being the challenge that we are trying to deal with right now. And moving Weather Service from a system-centric to a service-centric environment is going to take a little bit of time, but we are making significant progress in that area.
Has the move to Google for Government, the Google Apps, the collaboration tools helped make that culture change happen a little faster, a little easier because people saw, oh, well, this works?
Yeah, the Google move was a very positive move. There was a resistance to change as any, it's a natural thing to do for people. Now that they have gotten used to it, they are better able to communicate together. They're able to actually focus on the content of the email versus running the email system. They're able to collaborate better. They're able to coordinate their calendars better, and other functionality that has become available as a collaborative services we have taken advantages of. So the workforce and how we work together has evolved and gotten much better.
How do you deal with that culture change? A lot of times, like, for instance, I know at the General Services Administration, when they moved to their Google, they had training sessions and brown bag lunches and things of that nature to get people together to talk. How are you at the National Weather Service dealing with that change to go to a shared service?
We've had similar kinds of activities where we did the brown bag lunches, the special webinars and training sessions and online training, videos available on the net. Things like that. So we have been doing similar kinds of things to make sure people are comfortable with the technology. And as people get comfortable, they are very open to new technology. A little bit of success allows you to gain more success, and we have been moving that way.
I think that's the key, that those small bites of success, because then people are more comfortable with the bigger change. Speaking of bigger change, there's always vendors who are interested in helping you accomplish that bigger change. What should they know about working with your office? Do you meet with them? Should they email you? Give me a sense of how you like to be communicated with.
It is important for vendors to know that we are migrating to leverage enterprise common infrastructure and shared services. We want to focus on improving efficiencies and effectiveness for our core mission. We want to leverage capabilities, and we are looking things from a holistic perspective, from a portfolio perspective, where you have a certain set of capabilities or services in a portfolio. So vendors, as they come up to provide capabilities or they want to sell hardware, our preference is to try to deal it holistically from a portfolio perspective. So we are going to do group buys. We're going to buy commodity services, group buys. We're going to move more from an enterprise perspective. So we are looking at consolidated buys. We're looking at consolidated buys for services and leveraging services in metrics for quality of services. So as we move from running systems to managing services, we need to adopt the quality metrics that go with services. So maybe the industry can help us with that.
And I know that NOAA Link, the contract, has been a big push across commerce to use it. That's another big area I'm sure you'd point people toward, that if they're not on NOAA Link, they should look to partner with people on NOAA Link.
That is correct. NOAA Link program itself is a huge 10-year contract. And you also have aspect that not only NOAA Link vendors, but your NOAA Link program can also go outside to GSA and other mechanism to procure activities. So it's not just the NOAA Link vendors.
All right. Well, good to know. We're almost out of time. Before I let you go, you mentioned I mentioned at the beginning of the conversation that the last time I did an Ask the CIO was with a different CIO at the time. So let's talk about your background a little. How long have you been the CIO over here at the National Weather Service? And where else have you worked in and outside of government?
Okay, so I've been a CIO at National Weather Service for a little over 2.5 years. My background is 27 years. I'm a Fed. Majority of my background has been in DOD and now with NOAA in two offices with Weather Service and the satellite side of NOAA, where I was the deputy CIO. I've worked in multiple defense agencies, including the Pentagon.
Unfortunately, though, we are out of time. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today was Iftikhar Jamil, the NOAA Assistant CIO for Weather. Iftikhar, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
You're quite welcome, and thank you.
Thank you for listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This show has been brought to you by Learning Tree International. If you missed any portion of this show, you can hear it in its entirety on demand at federalnewsradio.com.